Good morning. Welcome to the Daily Dose. This is Yahya Sultan, Emirates NBD CIO Fixed Income Desk. A busy week with President Trump to release fiscal budget today, PBOC, and on Friday we have Bank of Japan speaking. A mixed opening on risk assets this morning in Asia with China and Japan leading gains on the board. US Treasury is maintaining its stance at 2.63% post Powell's comments, while gold hovering close to $1,300 an ounce. Last week, an eventful week, flux on sentiment from ECB's downbeat economic assessment and mixed US payrolls report propping demand for safe haven assets. US Treasuries were key beneficiary with yields dropping 9 basis to back to 2.62%. The dovish tone by policymakers in the Asia-Pacific region on the underlying economic front also triggered a strong rally, particularly on the Australian and New Zealand bonds, pushing yields 13 to 16 bips lower to 2.02 and 2.05% respectively. On the non-farm payrolls, the US economy added just 20,000 jobs in February, way less than expected. The unemployment rate dropped to 3.8 from 4%, indicating the contrasting strength of the household survey, while average hourly earnings rose a better than expected 3.4% from last year. The US yield curve 30-year minus 5-year steepened to 58 pips for the first time in a year. The Reserve Bank of India is shortening its support for the bond market. Investors' hopes of relief are reeling under 2 straight months of decline, according to Bloomberg News. The RBI may buy 1.7 trillion rupees, which is about 24 billion of debt in the year starting on April 1st, as compared to 3 trillion rupees during the fiscal year. The increase in government spending should relax the burden on RBI's purchases, while policymakers keep a close watch on liquidity conditions. With Indian rupee stabilizing, benign inflation below RBI target, we expect bond yields to be well supported ahead of the elections in May. Last but not the least, Emirates NBD has hired banks to arrange fixed income investor meetings before a potential issue of US dollar denominated bonds. The planned deal would be of additional tier 1 securities with a non-callable 6-year. The deal is likely to price on Wednesday following roadshows today in Europe and Asia. Thank you. And